The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
We continue with Siman Tes, Hilchos Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. We are up to Sif Tes Zayin. Im neftach o nikra hakanaf. If the corner of the garment was cut off or was ripped, v'nifra legamri min hatalis, and was completely severed from the garment, from the rest of the garment. So you end up with a little piece of fabric which has been severed completely from the larger garment. V'ein b'chaticha zu gimel goydlin al gimel goydlin. And this piece of fabric is not large enough to contain a square of 3 thumbs width by 3 thumbs width. As we mentioned, a thumbs width, a goydel, is somewhere between 2 to 2.5 centimeters. So it does not have a square of 6 to 7.5 centimeters. So in such a situation, yesh aymin, there are those who say, shechaticha zu, that this piece of fabric, afilu va'acha shetafra heitev el hatalis, even after you have sewn it very well back onto the larger garment, it's completely connected now to the larger garment, psulam yilahatil bat tzitzis, it is invalid, you are not allowed to put tzitzis on that piece of fabric, because you cannot make the hole in that piece of fabric and put tzitzis through it. Tekevon she'im ba gimel goydlin al gimel goydlin, since that piece of fabric, before it was reconnected to the larger garment, was so small that it did not have this minimum size of 3 thumbs width by 3 thumbs width. It wasn't a square of at least 6 to 7.5 centimeters. Ain aleh hashem beged, then it does not qualify as being called a garment. It no longer has the status, the title, of being called a garment. And once it loses its title of its legal status of being a garment, v'afilu nischabre matalis, even when you reconnect it to the larger garment, nechshava kiparut, it's considered as if it's severed, as if it's separated, and we look at that piece as if it's not a garment, and one can't put tzitzis on a non-garment. One has to put tzitzis on a beged, on a garment, and therefore this piece would be invalid to put your tzitzis on. So while this is subject to a disagreement, however, the Kitzur tells us v'yesh lahachmer kein, it is appropriate to be strict, like this opinion, to follow this opinion. And if a small piece of fabric was ripped off the corner of your garment, you should not re-sew it back on and put tzitzis on it. Aval, however, im eina nifra legamri, if it was not separated completely, it was not severed completely, me'atalis, from the larger garment, kevan shenisha mechuber me'at, since it remained connected at least a little bit, me'elis hatfira, then the sewing helps, that this little piece should be considered part of the larger talus, part of the larger garment. And the tzitzis that you will place in it after you re-sew it, is that they will be valid. The clear implication of the kitzur is that one who puts tzitzis on this piece of fabric while it is mostly severed from the garment, cannot do so. Those tzitzis are invalid because as long as it has not been sewn back, right now we treat this little piece of fabric as not being a garment, as not having the status of a garment. It's only that after you sew it back again, then it's considered part of the larger garment and one can put tzitzis on it. The Mishnah Berurah records, a machlokes is about this, that there are those who are lenient and say that even the tzitzis that were placed on it or remained on it while it was ripped, as long as it was still connected somewhat to the garment, they are still valid. One should talk to his local rav if such a situation comes up. That v'ne'agin litfar chatichas beged v'kanfei atalos. The custom is to sew a large piece or square of garment, of fabric, on the corners of the talus, on the corners of the garment that you'd like to put tzitzis on. Mishum de beharbe begodim, because in many garments, afilo chadashim, even new ones, yesh behen chatichos mechubarais, they have pieces which have been connected. She'ein behen gimel goydlin al gimel goydlin. It happens that even new garments, at least in the days of the kitzer, the edges of the garments, sometimes they have separate small pieces of fabric that were sewn onto the larger garment. And according to this opinion, those pieces of fabric, which were less than 3 thumbs widths, are not considered to be a garment, and one cannot put tzitzis on them. L'chein, therefore, noisim b'makim v'atolas, that tzitzis we place on the spot we would like to put the tzitzis, chaticha shel gimel goydlin al gimel goydlin, another piece of fabric which has the proper size requirements of 3 goydlin by 3 goydlin, and then we put the tzitzis, so we feel comfortable that we fulfill all opinions. And if one looks on any talus or any garment of tzitzis, one will see that in the corners, indeed, there is a square of fabric that is sewn onto the garment because of this custom that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Sif Yudayin. Yish Oymin are those who say, Shevechol HaShetach Sha'akonach, in the entire area, the entire of the corner, Sheroi Lehatel Shamas Hatzitza, that it is, you are allowed, legally allowed, to put the tzitzis in that area, which means from a distance, from the minimum distance of the joint of the thumb, one joint of the thumb, from the knuckle to the edge of the nail, as we discussed earlier, distant from the edge of the talus, at gimel goydlin, until the maximum distance of 3 thumbs widths away from the edge, in between those two numbers, there should not be any stitching, even a little stitching, with a string, with a type of string, which is a type of material, that material could have served as a valid tzitzis string for this garment. What does that mean? Kegoin, for example, matal shel pishtan, if the garment is made out of linen, you should not sew any stitches in that area with strings of linen, because strings of linen could be kosher, could be valid tzitzis strings for this garment. And the problem we're worried about is that maybe you'll there'll be a thread which will be sticking out, which is really part of the stitching of the garment. It's not one of the tzitzis strings, and you'll mistakenly consider it part of the tzitzis strings, and you only have 3 other tzitzis strings, and your tzitzis will be invalid, because this thread, which is used for stitching the garment, is certainly not a valid tzitzis string. And you can end up putting an improper amount of tzitzis on the garment, and therefore, one should not have a thread which can be used for tzitzis in that area. Rak b'chutei nesh, you could have it rather in that case where the garment is made out of linen. You should, if you have to do some stitching in that area, you should use a silk thread or a cotton thread, since silk is not a valid material to use for the tzitzis strings when the garment is made out of linen. As we said earlier, the only two materials that are valid for the tzitzis strings are either the same material as the garment itself, or woolen linen, which work for all garments, according to most opinions. The matala shel meshi, and if the garment itself is made out of silk, you should not sew it with strings of silk, and really one should not sew it with strings of linen or wool either, because, as we said, according to most opinions, strings of linen or wool are also valid as tzitzis strings on a garment made out of any material. And if the garment is made out of wool, you should not sew it with strings of wool, only with strings of silk, or other types of materials, similar materials, that would not be valid tzitzis strings on such a garment. And one should, is proper to be stringent about this matter, also when you're stitching the hem, or the extra stitching that one makes around the hole that one puts the tzitzis through, that one stitches there in order to strengthen the hole, as you mentioned earlier, so that it shouldn't rip. So you should be careful to only stitch that with a different material, one that would not be valid will not be able to be a valid tzitzis string on this garment. The kolzay seinu rak bechutn lavan. This only applies to white strings, white threads. Al bechut savua. But if the threads are colored in lachish, we don't have to be worried because since our custom is only to use white tzitzis threads, if the thread that you are using for the sewing, for the stitching, is colored, you will not come to make a mistake and count that as one of the tzitzis threads because we don't do that. We only use white tzitzis threads. Sif yud ches. In reitze lehasir tzitzis min hatalis. If you would like to remove the tzitzis strings from one garment, kedein lipos by tzitzis acheres, yoser yafes, in order to replace the tzitzis on this garment with other tzitzis strings, which are more beautiful, they're nicer. I'm if nation nifsak echad min achutun, or because one of the strings of your tzitzis ripped, snapped, the roitz of litlay shlemis, and you want to put on complete strings. Afal bisha gam harishainis adayin ksheris, even though the original ones are still valid, they're still kosher, and therefore one might have thought that it is considered a bizayin, a denigration of the garment, to just, or in the mitzvah of tzitzis, to just remove the strings that are still kosher, that are still valid. Mikol makim, still mutter, it is permissible. Since you are not nullifying, you're not removing, exempting this garment from the mitzvah, from the command of tzitzis, you're not removing the tzitzis, you're not going to put any new tzitzis on this garment. Just the opposite. Yitlo by tzitzis, yeser yafes, you're going to put even nicer tzitzis strings on it. It's a beautification of the mitzvah, so that's an improvement in the mitzvah, and certainly not a denigration of the mitzvah, and therefore it is right and proper to do so. However, it's clear that otherwise one should not remove tzitzis strings from a garment, even if he no longer plans on using the garment to wear. For tzitzis, it seems it's not right to just indiscriminately remove, to undo the mitzvah. This garment had a mitzvah purpose. It was a garment used for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and it had tzitzis strings on it. One should not just remove the tzitzis strings unless he's planning on replacing them. You should be careful. Don't throw the original tzitzis strings in a place of bizayin, of when they're going to be denigrated, when they're going to be despised, a place which is a degradation for them, because even though there's no kedushas, no holiness to tzitzis strings, however, they were used for a mitzvah, and therefore it is not proper. They should be degraded by being thrown in a degrading place, such as directly into the garbage. Sif yud tes. V'afil et tzitzis shenipsalu. Even tzitzis that have become invalid, they've been ripped to the point where they're no longer valid. V'yisira min hatalis, and you remove them from your garment. Lo yizri kein la'ashpa, even those tzitzis, even though they're no longer valid to be used for a mitzvah, still one should not throw them into their garbage. Mishum bizei mitzvah, because of the degradation of the mitzvah, of the command of tzitzis, these strings were used in the performance of a mitzvah, and it is improper. It's degrading for the mitzvah to throw them directly into the garbage. Someone should put them in a nicer place. However, there are those who are extra careful and lay guns on the sefer to hide them and to store them permanently in a sefer, in some holy book. The last is to hand simon the sefer and to even use them as a bookmark in a sefer. Since they were used at one time for a mitzvah purpose, it is appropriate that they should be used for another mitzvah. So they already used for the mitzvah, the command of tzitzis. It's appropriate they should be used again for the command, for the mitzvah of learning Torah, and to be used as an aid to Torah study, to be used as a bookmark. So too, the talus garment, the garment that had tzitzis on it, they got old. And you are no longer wearing it for a mitzvah purpose. You should not use that garment for a degrading purpose, such as, for example, you should not use it to cleanse, as is what we call a shmata. You should not use it as a cleaning cloth to dust with it or to clean mud with it. Anything degrading purpose it should not be used for. You can use it for other purposes, but they should be honorable purposes. To use it for something degrading is inappropriate because this garment was designated for a mitzvah. Sifchaf. In Babi Shabbos, the basic Knesset, if a person comes on Shabbos to Shul, to the synagogue, and he finds that one of the tzitzis on his talis has become invalid. It ripped to the point where it is no longer valid. And he cannot find anybody, any available talis, to borrow another talis, meaning the shul doesn't have any extra talis in. His friend doesn't have an extra one. So if he doesn't stay, if he doesn't keep on his personal talis, he's going to be sitting in shul without a talis. He's embarrassed to sit there without a talis. He's a married man. And it would be embarrassing for him to sit there without a talis. Since it is impossible because of the laws of Shabbos to tie on other tzitzis, therefore, mishum kavod habriyah, because of the honor of people, the concept of human dignity, mutter loy nilbosh as a talis kach, he is permitted to wear the talis as is. He may not make a blessing on it because the talis is invalid, he is not fulfilling a mitzvah. However, he is allowed to do this, he is allowed to wear it. Now, the explanation of this sif is somewhat complicated. It's as follows. There is a commandment in the Torah that one has to place tzitzis on his garment. As the Kitzur is going to tell us, that one who wears a garment which has four corners and does not put tzitzis on it, he is in violation of the positive commandment to place tzitzis on the corners of his garments. One is not allowed to actively violate a Torah prohibition because of human dignity. And therefore, even though he is embarrassed to sit in shul, to sit in the synagogue without a talis, and there is an issue of human dignity, his dignity is at stake. If this would be during the week, and during the week he has a positive obligation to go and put tzitzis on his garments, he would not be allowed to sit in that talis and violate that commandment just because of human dignity. However, on Shabbos, there is no commandment for him to put tzitzis on his garment. Since the laws of Shabbos prohibit him from tying the tzitzis on, when the Torah said, tie tzitzis onto a four-cornered garment, it was not referring to Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you are not violating the Torah prohibition against putting tzitzis on your garment. Rabbinically, one is not allowed to wear a garment without tzitzis, even on Shabbos. However, there is only a rabbinic prohibition, and the rabbinic prohibition can be waived in the face of human dignity. In such a type of case, where there's a question of human dignity, that he's going to be embarrassed by sitting there without a talis, so he is allowed to leave the talis on if he's stuck for the sake of human dignity, since he is only violating a rabbinic prohibition. But again, during the week, this would not be allowed, because then it would be a Torah prohibition, and Torah prohibitions are not waived in this type of situation of human dignity. When are these words said that you are allowed to wear the talis even without the proper tzitzis on them? It was not known to you, to him, to the wearer, before Shabbos, shenifsala, that the tzitzis became invalid. But if he knew before Shabbos that the tzitzis became invalid, also the lavshay is forbidden to wear that garment. The hayon levasakim yasmo, he should have fixed them the day before. So the rabbis did not waive their prohibition for somebody who was negligent and brought upon himself this issue of human dignity, and therefore you would not be allowed to sit in his talis without the proper tzitzis, because he is violating the prohibition against, with the rabbinic prohibition against wearing a garment of four corners without tzitzis, even on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says if a person forgot and he was aware that they were ripped before Shabbos, but then he was maybe planning on fixing it, but he forgot, the Mishnah Berurah says that one could be lenient. It's not clear from the Kitzur what he would hold about that. The simple reading of the Kitzur would seem, that he would not be lenient about this. He would feel that it is prohibited even even in a case where you forget, as he says, if you remember, if you knew before Shabbos, it is forbidden. Sifchaf Aleph, Hamleivish Begin, one who wears a garment, Shuhu Chayv Tzitzis, which is obligated in Tzitzis, meaning it's a four-cornered garment, and he wears this garment below Tzitzis without putting on the proper Tzitzis strings, Hareza Bitel Mitzvah, I say, he has nullified, he has violated the positive commandment of putting Tzitzis on this garment, and he is committing a sin. And a person has to be careful with certain types of garments, that they are made in a manner which they end up having four corners. For example, there are some types of coats, winter coats, fancy woolen winter coats, that are slit in the back. And the slit goes up 50% of the way, 50% of the garment. Such a garment then has four corners on the bottom, two in the front, and two in the back by the slit. That garment is really obligated in tzitzis. This is common in a garment called a kapata, worn by some instead of a jacket, that is slit up the back at least 50% of the way, and it therefore has four corners, two in the front and two in the back, and one would be obligated to put tzitzis on. If one does not wish to put tzitzis on such a garment, so the Kitzur itself tells us you have to be careful. A person has to cut one corner so that should be round. You have to round off one corner so that you only have three corners on this garment, and not more. And you will not have four corners, and therefore you will be potter, you will be exempt from the obligation to put tzitzis on this garment. Aval, however, in Kefel HaSakaren, if you just fold it over, he doubled over the corner, instead of cutting it in a way which makes it rounded, he folded over the corner, v'tafrai, and he sewed it, the Indian shenira of, in a manner which it appears to be round. So even though he sewed it up very well, still, le'mahani, this does not help at all, to kol kama, shaloi chadchaydayin, as long as he has not yet cut it off, the garment has not yet severed that corner, that piece from the garment, mechlal ha'beged, who is still considered part of the garment, and the only way to exempt oneself from the obligation of tzitzis in this case would be to cut off the edge in a way which it's round. And Shabruah, however, says that if you tuck it into the seam, you fold it inwards, not just it's folded out, and you could see the extra piece of garment where it's folded over, but rather you sort of opened up the hem of the garment and you tucked it in the inside of the garment, then you sewed it up in a way where you can't even see that it was folded. Mr. Brewer says one can be lenient in that case, and one could say that it's the equivalent of cutting it off, and one does not have to put tzitzis on that garment. Ends off the kitzur, the kitzur ends off the halachas of tzitzis. The gadol einish mevatel mitzvah tzitzis, the one who nullifies, he exempts himself, for he does not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, the obligation of tzitzis, his punishment is great, because it's not such a difficult mitzvah, as we said earlier. It's so significant, it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. One who is mevatel the mitzvah, he does not fulfill that mitzvah, the punishment for that avera, for that sin, is great. The hazayah of mitzvah tzitzis, and a person who is careful with the command of tzitzis, he will merit to see the divine presence.